My name is Chris Johnson. What's going on?
I've been hearing a lot of shit lately about me that's really fucking pissing me off. I would say the majority of the time, I don't really give a fuck what anybody thinks about me, how anybody feels towards me or any of that shit. I don't want to be a dick, and I don't want to be considered like rude. I don't want people to look at me and think like, that guy's a motherfucker. Like I did something to him, I was mean to him, or was a fucking asshole. Like I don't want that. But other than that, I don't really give a shit what people think, and I don't really want to know what people think either. I have a tough time if people give me compliments. I don't do very well with any kind of praise or any kind of accolades or adulation. So if praise makes me feel uncomfortable, then hearing about my shortcomings, hearing about certain aspects of my personality that may piss people off or may be a turnoff for some people, or that some people might think are unadmirable. Things that people don't like about you. Things that bother you or bother them about you. I don't really want to know that. Oh, I mean, yes and no, right? Like if I'm doing something to offend you, I want to know because I want to stop doing it. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. So if I'm doing something that hurts you in some way, then tell me that. I'll fuck my feelings in that sense because your feelings are more important. I don't want to go out of my way to hurt anybody's feelings. But other bullshit, you can just pretty much fucking keep to yourself in most situations. Friend or foe, recently I've been hearing this a lot, that I can't be told things, that I can't keep secrets, that I'm untrustworthy. And those are not qualities that I find very admirable. Those are not qualities that you really want associated with yourself. Normally, like, I associate those qualities with dicks, with pieces of shit. So I don't really want somebody to say to me, like, hey, buddy, I got something to tell you about that guy. I'm like, oh, wait, what? What's going on now? What? What do you got for me? And then have the person say, like, nah, I can't tell you. You can't keep secrets. You're untrustworthy. You're going to tell people. Wait a minute. You just told me you're going to tell me a story and not tell me the fucking story? The fuck? No. That's not how this shit works. Fuck, get the fuck out of here. You either don't bring it up, you either don't fucking say anything about it, or you bring it up and you fucking tell me. You don't do the in-between. You don't fucking tease a story and then say, like, I would tell you, but you're an asshole and I can't trust you, so fuck off. That's how I take it. It's very offensive. It's an offensive thing for me. So I told the person, I was like, dude, I don't like that. I don't like that shit. You know, if you're going to tell me a story, tell me a story. Don't fucking tease a story. And then don't tell me the story because you say it can't be trusted or whatever the fuck. Either tell the story or don't. You know what I mean? And I think I did it in like a laughy, jokey way because I like this person. Legitimately, I like this person a lot. So I don't want to rock the boat. You know, I don't want to rock the boat. And they might think that they're joking around or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but I take offense to it. So I just didn't think much of it. I brush it aside and it's like, it's not going to fucking happen again. But it happened again. And it keeps fucking happening. Part of the reason people think I'm not trustworthy is because I talk a lot and because, like, I tell them stuff, but I tell you stuff because I like you. People come up to you all the time. They might be like, okay, don't tell anybody else. You always take a look at that person. You think, like, are you important enough for me to heed that advice? Or can I tell a couple people? Can I tell a couple friends? Usually if I like you, I'll fucking tell you a lot of stuff that other people don't want getting around. That's just how it works. I'm pretty sure that's not just how it works with me. It's how it works with fucking everybody. Who knows how many of my fucking secrets are out there? I actually have a fucking podcast. They're all out there. Podcast is another thing. People think I'm going to tell their fucking stories on the podcast. I got news for you. I am. But that doesn't mean that you can't fucking tell me things. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. I fucking disguise everybody's names in the podcast. Who's Chops? You know who the fuck Chops is? You don't know who fucking Chops is. I got news for you too. Chops and the Bean Machine, they don't give a fuck if you know who they are anyway. But I got to protect people's identities. Not everybody wants to be in here. But just because your story's in here, if your fucking name's not attached to it, nobody knows it's you. Who gives a shit? And hey, you're enjoying the podcast, aren't you? You're listening to it? Don't get fucking pissy if I use one of your fucking stories in there. You fucking like it, don't you? Jesus fucking Christ. But I'm getting pissed with it. I don't like being fucking told how I can't be trusted. Like, if you think I'm an untrustworthy dick, because that's how I fucking take it. That's how I fucking take it. You constantly tell me how I can't be fucking trusted. Then you're telling me, like, look, we're not really friends. I think you're kind of an asshole. But you know what? You're good for a few laughs. You're good for a few laughs. You're a good time. But really, you're not that high up on my fucking list. And I got to keep reminding you of that, despite the fact that you told me that you don't fucking like it. That's what pisses me off. God damn it. I'm a pussy. You probably already know. If you've listened for a while, you know, I'm a big fucking pussy. I'm a big fucking pussy. I don't like confrontations. I don't want to fight with anybody. And I don't want to feel bad. And it makes me feel like fucking garbage to have somebody say to me over and over and over again, how they can't fucking trust me with fucking information or fuck with me and like hold it over my head like I'm a goddamn dog. You know what I'm saying? Like you got the fucking treat in your hand, like you want the fucking treat? And then you just like pretend to throw it and he fucking runs across the room like an idiot. You know what I mean? And then he realizes you didn't fucking throw the treat and you got the treat in your fucking hand. And you just wave it around. Don't you want to kick those people in the dick? That's funny once or twice. Then give the dog the fucking treat. You know what I'm saying? And I know in this metaphor, I think I'm the dog in this metaphor, which is probably not the fucking image I want to paint of myself of like a fucking lab or a golden retriever or an Italian greyhound or a hot fucking Jack Russell Terrier mix named Mindy that I used to fucking have. But you don't fucking tease him. Stop telling me I'm an asshole because that's what you're doing. You're telling me I'm an asshole. And pussy Chris Johnson, it hurts his feelings. What can I say? Hey, guess what? I'm going to be back on Sundays and Wednesdays. How's that sound, huh? New podcast episode Sundays and Wednesdays, Apple Podcast. Google Play, Podbean, Podbean website, Podbean app. Every fucking episode is there. You want to go back into the archives like old Weeby Wonder? That shit is in the Podbean archives. Go to the Podbean website or download the goddamn app, son. Follow along with the podcast on Facebook, too, right in the timeline. You can follow along on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And I'm on Instagram, too, because I like me and I like looking at me and I like making videos of me at maybe 5 minutes.